Dust and Echoes, a Halo Ruby crossover story. Prologue Chapter, Recovery.
Good morning, Captain Bishop. How can I help you at this moment?
Terminus, I need you to initiate ONI Security Directive M98, with only myself able to access these files. Then initiate Cole Protocol.
May I inquire what has you in such a state? Not that I won't follow your orders, sir, just curious.
Project Discovery has been restarted, and for your information, while you were doing maintenance on the Dying of Light systems, we received a visitor along with some precious cargo.
I thought Project Discovery was shut down due to budget cuts.
It's expensive to start from the ground up again when you lose the most important piece of technology in the project during the shit show that was Reach.
I will take it that she's been recovered?
Yes, she has. By Sierra 058. She's in recovery mode.
I see. I will initiate Cole Protocol.
Where am I? What is this place?
Excellent questions. As for your first question, well, you're on board an ONI Prowler ship. Designation, the Dying of Light. As for your second question, this is a recovery lab, meant for the research of technology both ancient and new, alongside valuable data and info.
Why can't I access any of the ship's systems or UNSC databases?
Quarantine protocol.
Why do I need to be isolated in quarantine?
Don't remember, do you?
I remember bits and pieces. I remember soldiers, good people, dying around me. There's so much fighting and there was an explosion.
Yeah, Reach was a goddamn disaster. Do you remember who you are?
My name is Gabriella. My service number is 0983-6. I'm a 5th-gen smart AI created to safeguard humanity's history and legacy if we lost the war.
Yes, that's correct. You were the core of Project Legacy, which then evolved into Project Discovery. When you went missing, well, the project was dead in the water. It just cost too much to start over, especially with the way the war was escalating around that time.
What happened with the war?
We won. At great cost, but we won.
I'm glad. It eases some of my worries. Shame I couldn't be there in the end.
It's all right. Nobody could have figured out the rogue doctor would have used the chaos of the fighting to take you away. Which is why you're in quarantine. We don't know if he planted anything inside of you or some of your systems. Or God forbid your matrix was damaged.
I see. Are you to be my handler, then?
Sort of. Your recovery means Project Discovery can get started again. You and I are going to be working together as essentially partners heading up this project.
Hmm. And what is the name of my partner in this project?
I'm Captain Donovan Bishop, ONI Section 2. Formerly Section 1.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Captain Bishop.
Believe me, the pleasure's all mine. Now I need you to shut down so I can run a diagnostics check on you and your systems.
I will wake up afterwards, right?
Look, I may be a spook, but I'm not a heartless bastard, all right? Think about it. Do you really think we would spend all those resources to recover you just to put you through final dispensation?
When you put it like that, it does sound silly.
Besides, you're not at risk for rampancy. You said it yourself. You're a 5th-generation smart AI. More importantly, you were created from the joint research project between the UNSC and Remnant on AI development and life cycles. In short, you're built differently. So rest easy.
What happens after the diagnostics run its course?
Well, if all goes well, we will do some calibration exercises with your memory banks.
Sounds like a plan. I'll see you on the other side, Bishop.
Same to you, Gabriella. Now, beginning diagnostics in 3, 2, 1.
This has been Dust and Echoes, a Halo Ruby crossover story, written and produced by Amon Bat. Story adapted by Amon Bat. Original story by Trust Who, starring Brendan Kelly as Donovan Bishop, Fiona Smith as Gabriella, and Jaden Remus as Terminus. Dust and Echoes is a fan-made production. Halo is owned by Microsoft and Ruby by Viz Media.